In summary of the last weeks on creeds, I would like to take time to review what being a creedal person means to me. Creed or credo, which means I believe. Also, creed was called the first symbol from the Greek symbolon, which means watchword or outward sign. Therefore, a creed is an outward sign or a watchword that expresses what I believe. Keeping my faith secret goes against what I understand a relationship with God to be. I can express my faith in many ways, and some of them may even include speaking. The best way I have found to express my faith is to live as a faithful follower of Jesus. To do that, I need to know what Jesus tells me in the writings of the book of the New Testaments. The book we call the Holy Scripture or the Holy Bible gives us a good understanding of what Jesus came to do and what Jesus told us to do as we wait for his return. The Old Testament also talks about creedal things like who God is and what God has in store for us. Knowing our God and the hope God has for God's creation is all part of the creed of faith. I believe God created the heavens and the earths when God began to create. I believe because God's creation was unable to understand the love God has for God's creation, the created world turned away from God and tried to make it on its own. God loved us so much, God came down to us to meet us in our own environment to show us the love God has for us. In the incarnation of God as Jesus Christ, I believe God suffered for us on the cross to reconcile for us the turning away from God's love. God in spirit came to us and gave us the understanding of who God is. I believe that God has one holy universal church that God loves, forgives, and calls back to God. I believe the Holy Spirit goes where it will, and we cannot stop or direct where the Spirit goes any more than we can direct the wind. I believe that because God has the power to create us and to come to us and to forgive us, God will come again and take us to God's own self on the last day. It is because of the actions of God that I'm able to believe these things and not because of anything that I have done or that I may do, but that the Spirit of God has done and will do that I can declare my faith in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is that God who will reveal the mystery of all things, including the love God has for God's creation. It is that God who has loved us enough to send for us the open gate of Jesus Christ so that all who believe may have eternal life in God's kingdom. It is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit who will lead me in the right direction to live a life that asks of me to love the Lord my God with all my heart and soul and strength and mind, and to love my neighbor as myself. The God I proclaim as I profess my faith using my creed tells me all that is required of me, according to Micah, is to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with my God. That is being a follower of the God I proclaim. I do this because of the saving act of God who gives me life. I do not do this to receive life, but because I have life given to me by the way of the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Father, you have given us life because you love your creation. Give us willing spirits to share your love with all creation as we go out in peace, giving back what you first gave us, love for one another. We will declare our creed of faith in you by the way we love our neighbors. Continue to create for us a new heart as we see your love in the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen.